Shir is Daf Chaf from Masechet Ma'akotin. We will begin on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. Barmine Abai mi Rava. Abai asked the following shaila from Rava. Kavra beregel. If somebody was nifter in Yontif and the kfura was a regel, oiloi minin shloishim ain a regel, ain regel oiloi minin shloishim. So as the Karen Oiro explains the Gemara's question, we know that Shiva is not kept on Yontif Chol Hamoed, as we've been learning. So if someone passes away on Chol Hamoed, on Yontif, they don't sit down for Shiva till after Yontif. So the question of the Gemara is, what about Shloshim? Does the Shloshim begin immediately after the person dies or is buried? Or the Gemara's other side of the question is that we can't have a situation that the Shloshim should begin before the Shiva. So if the Shiva is only beginning after Yontif, how can we have the Shloshim begin already during Yontif? Kavra beregel. If someone was buried in Yontif, so the Gemara's question is regel oilei l'minyan Shloshim? Do we begin the Shloshim count during Yontif? Ain regel oilei l'minyan Shiva? Or l'minyan Shloshim? Or we don't begin the Shloshim count? Explains the Gemara. L'minyan Shiva lo kamei b'oilei. As far as the Shiva is concerned, there is no question. D'loi naga mitzvah Shiva beregel. We don't begin Shiva during Yontif. Ki kamei b'oilei, the Gemara's entire shaila is regarding l'minyan Shloshim. That normally, kanog mitzvah Shloshim beregel, that Shloshim does take place during Yontif. And there's a number of pshatim in the Rishonim which will explain. What will be the halacha here? So again, as the Karen Ayur teaches us, what we're learning now, and we'll see it explicit in the Gemara in a moment, that if certainly if Shiva began before Yontif, then Yontif would be included in the count of Shloshim. The entire question in the Gemara is if the Shiva will only, if the Ptira, the Kfura, only take place during Yontif. And the Gemara's question is, since to a degree, this way Rashi explains, Shloshim and Yontif are similar, because a lot of the halachas of Shloshim and a lot of halachas of Chol Hamoed are similar. You're not allowed to take your haircut. You're not allowed to wash laundry. So therefore, it makes sense that Shiva and Shloshim should be able to coincide. Specifically explained the Rishonim, Tosfos points this out. If we hold, as we discussed in the previous year, that during Yontif, we do keep Shloshim for Avelis B'tzina, things that are done by Rabbim, we don't show Avelis, but things that are done by B'tzina, we keep Shloshim. So that's all the more reason to say that the Shloshim should begin during the Yontif. On the other hand, as we said a moment ago, the Gemara's question is, does it make sense that we should have a situation that the Shloshim begins before the Shiva begins? Amalei, and indeed for that reason, Rava says, Eina Oila. If the Ptira took place during Chol Hamoed, you can't have a situation that the Shloshim should begin before the Shiva begins. Eisei, ask the Gemara, it says in a Braisa, HaKoy Bres Mesa Shnei Yom Koy Meregel, if somebody is Mekava Mes, 2 days before Yontif. And again, as we learned in the previous year, and as we're going to learn in today's year, this is not the halacha. But in the previous year, our Mishnah taught us that the halacha is that in order for Yontif to take away Shiva, there had to be 3 days of Shiva before Yontif. Here are only 2 days of Shiva. So the halacha is, Moina Chamishi Yom Meregel. There were 2 days of Shiva before Yontif. The person has to still continue 5 more days after Yontif. So as Tosfos and the Rishonim explain, we've learned that while somebody is sitting Shiva, he's not allowed to do Melacha. That's one of the Halacha of Shiva. Not only is he not allowed to do Melacha, his servants may not do Melacha on his behalf either. Here we're dealing with an interesting situation. The Shiva began before Yontif, albeit only 2 days. Then we had 7 days of Yontif. So the Brice is telling us, yes, this person has to still continue, he still, so to speak, owes 5 days of Shiva. But it's already 9 days after the Avelis began, so he could be more lenient and not and allow him to do certain malacha than normally we would not allow someone in the middle of Shiva doing. And it's actually Machlokas Rishonim, how to understand this line of the Gemara. Tosfos seems to learn that on one hand, we still will only allow a davar of it to be done. That's a chumra in Tosfos' pshat. But on the other hand, Tosfos says that if it is a davar of it, it could even be done at home, in his home, where he's sitting shiva. Other Rishonim take an opposite approach. They're not limiting that only a davar of it could be done. They'll say even something which is not a davar of it. But on the other hand, in the home where the oval is sitting shiva, that much they won't be makel. Machlokes Tosfos, another Rishonim. And another interesting halacha. Then Rabbi is asking my shekvan is asked by the regel. What the Braisa here is teaching us is a halacha that people aren't aware, they shouldn't have to be aware of. Is let's say someone loses a relative on Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed, and the kvura takes place in Yom Tov Chol HaMoed. So as we've been learning, we learned it just now, the shiva begins only after Yom Tov. However, Nichum Aveilim could take place on Yom Tov, Nichum Aveilim could take place on Chol HaMoed. The oval isn't sitting on the floor. It's not shiva. But that doesn't mean that Nichum Aveilim can't take place. So what the Bryce is telling us is in such a situation, since Nichum Aveilim already took place during Yom Tov, for every day of Yom Tov that there was Nichum Aveilim, there doesn't have to be Nichum Aveilim after Yom Tov. Klal shel davar, kol shumishum avel. Anything that's done because of Avelis, regel mafsikoi, so on Yom Tov there's no shiva. The kol shumishum iske rabim, which means Nichum Aveilim, ein regel mafsikoi. The regel doesn't stop it, you do it on Chol HaMoed or on Yom Tov, you can be Menachem Avel. Continues the Braisa. Kivra Shloish Yom B'Soif HaRegel. If the person died within the last 3 days of Yom Tov, so again, Moina Shiva HaRegel. The Shiva only begins after Yom Tov, as we've been learning. Shiva doesn't begin on Yom Tov. Abra Yom HaRishonim. So that is going to be 7 days of Shiva. But 3 days, he was already in Avel on Yom Tov. So, as we just explained a moment ago, during those 3 days, people were meeting Menachem Avel him. So, how many days of Nichum Aveilim will remain after Yom Tov? Only 4. Abor Yom HaRishonim, that this person is sitting shiva, Rabbim is asking me, boy, people are Menachem Avel him. Shloish Yom HaRishonim, but the 3 last days of him sitting shiva, and Rabbim is asking, boy, people will not be Mach Avel him, Shekvan is asking Beregel, because he already had 7 days of Nichum Aveilim. V'regel, but this is the point that the Gemara wants to make. V'regel oiloloi. What does the Braisa seem to be saying? My lava sefer. The Braisa is teaching us that in a situation where the ptira, the kfura, took place during Yom Tov, so the shiva only begins after Yom Tov, shloshim regel oiloloi. The shloshim already begins then. So in answer to our question that we began this year, can shloshim begin before shiva? The Braisa seems to be telling us clearly it can. Says the Gemara, loi. That's not the case the Braisa is teaching us, that Shloshim begins. The Braisa is reaching a situation, a Reisha, where the person began Shiva before Yom Tov. Just going back to the opinion of our Mishnah, that if Shiva begins before Yom Tov doesn't automatically take it off. We need 3 days. So in such a situation, let's say he only sat 1 or 2 days, he's going to have to complete the Shiva after Yom Tov, but since the Shiva began before Yom Tov, the Shloshim begins before Yom Tov. But in a case where the Shiva didn't begin, we don't have a proof. On the contrary, at this point we have Rabbi's position that Shiva can never be, Shloshim can never begin before Shiva, and the Shloshim will not begin during Yom Tov. Tosfos raises an interesting shaila. If someone dies on Yom Tov or on Chol HaMoed, and the Levaya takes place Yom Tov Chol HaMoed, so we know, Rahman al-Islam, we shouldn't know, when the Avelim come back from the Levaya, we give them what's known as the Sudas Havra. Sudas Havra is generally a roll and hard-boiled eggs. That's the Sudas Havra that we give an oval. What's going to be the halacha on Chol HaMoed? Is a Sudas Havra eaten or not? So Tosfos brings down that there are different opinions in the Rishonim, and Tosfos doesn't really give us clarity what the halacha lemaisa is. I saw that the Gesher Achayim says that it seems that he holds that we do give a Sudas Havra on Chol HaMoed. Part of the Sudas Havra is that the Avel is not allowed to eat from his own food. Other people have to provide for the Sudas Havra. But then he brings down 2 interesting minhagim. One minhag he brings down, he quotes it as a minhag Yerushalayim, that there's a difference if someone's an Avel for a parent, or somebody's an Avel for one of the other relatives. only by a parent do we give a Suda Savra, not by another relative. And then he also says an interesting, we're talking Cholmoid, and then he says another interesting minig. He says that the roll is given, but not the egg. Because the roll doesn't represent a velus as much as the hard-boiled egg. So given that it's Cholmoid, so the roll is not a big deal to give. The egg, which represents a real sign of a velus, we don't give a Cholmoid. Interesting minig. Eisvei, so now Gemara asks another question against Rabbah's position. The Rabbah says that Shloshim cannot begin before Shiva. It says in the Braisa, Regal Oilo Elimini Shloshim. We can begin Shloshim during Yom Tov. And the Braisa explains itself. Ketzet, Kivr B'tchil Saregal. The person died, the way the Rishonim explained, on the first day of Yom Tov. Mona Shiva Acharegal. And what's the Braisa teaching us? The person's only going to sit down for Shiva a week after the person was nifter. But that's the case. We can begin the Shiva a week after. And the Braisa continues, as we learned earlier, this Shiva that's starting a week after the Ptira has certain coolness, has certain leniencies. What are they? Melachta Nasa Sadeya Cherim. People can work, and the Pesukim can say that, as we discussed, I think once, there's a Shaila about people who are partners, and one partner is an Ovel, is the other partner allowed to keep open the business? Under these circumstances, the Pesukim can say it would be easier to be lenient to let a business that one partner is sitting Shiva in to stay open. Nichum Aveilim doesn't take place. There were already 7 days of Nichum Aveilim, the 7 days of Yontif. And here the Braisa says that the Shloshim began. Now here we're not referring to a situation that the Shiva began before Yontif. The Braisa is clearly discussing a case where the Petira was on Yontif. And the Shiva only begins after Yontif. And yet the Braisa clearly tells us that the Shloshim can begin. Says the Gemara, Tiyufta. So Rav is clearly refuted, and that is indeed the halacha, that the Shloshim can begin as soon as the Kfir takes place, even though the Shiva only begins after the Yom Tov is over. Kiyos Rav and Amar Rav Yochanan, Afilu Kivr Beregel, the Shloshim begins. V'kein Arele Rav Elazar Rav Bedas, Berei, Afilu Kivr Beregel. So here we learned, just to summarize, that if the Kfir take place during Yom Tov, during Chol HaMoed, Shiva only begins after Yom Tov, Shloshim begins immediately. But there is one interesting halacha for Jews that live in Chutz Laaretz, and that is we keep Simchas Torah, and we keep Akron Shal Pesach, which is Yom Tov Midrabbanan. Midraisa, it's not Yom Tov, and at Israel, it's not Yom Tov. So the halacha is that Akron Shal Pesach or Simchas Torah, if somebody is in such a situation, he doesn't sit Shiva if he's in Chutz Laaretz. It's Yontif. But since it's not Yontif Midaraisa, it is counted as day one of the Shiva. And therefore, after Akron Shal Pesach, or after Simchas Torah, such an Ovel will only sit for 6 days Shiva, not 7 days Shiva. Tan Rabbanan. Kiyem Kviyas Hamita Shloshim Yavim Kain Meregel. And again, this is a repetition of the position that we've been learning. That in order for Yontif to take away Shiva, we need to have 3 days of Avelis. So the Bais says, Kiyem Kviyas Hamita Shloshim Kain Meregel. If he sat Shiva for 3 days, Ein It Tzarech L'Kfar Sacher Regel. One of the halachas, we'll discuss it more in the next year, that they did during Avelis was that they used to turn over the beds. The Rishonim say that we don't do that anymore. But then they did it. So if he, for 3 days before Yontif, he did it, then Yontif takes away the Shiva Divrei Rabbi Elazar. So there's a very interesting machlokes rishonim, a fundamental machlokes rishonim in understanding here. Here the Braisa says, Kiyem Kiyas Hamita. If he actually did Hilchas Shiva for 3 days before Yontif, then the Yontif takes away the Shiva. What would be the halacha if the Petira was 3 days before Yontif, the Kfur was 3 days before Yontif, but the Ovel did not actively do anything to show Avelis, to do Shiva? Will Yontif take away that Shiva or not? Some Rishonim, and the Ravid says it, and that's what it seems that the Gemara is saying, Kiyem Kviyas Hamita, only if he actively did something. If he just happened to be there, it was 3 days before Yontif, and he didn't do anything to show Shiva, then Yontif doesn't take away the Shiva. Other Rishonim, the Meiri, says, the Gemara uses the word Kim Kviyas Hamita, but it doesn't make a difference. If there's 3 days from the Kfura Ptira till the Yontif, Shiva is taken away. Yet there are other Rishonim that draw a distinction between Shogig and Mezid. If the person is Shogig and not sit Shiva or do anything showing Shiva, so then if it's 3 days before Yontov, Yontov takes away the Shiva. But if it's that he did it with Mezid, then Yontov wouldn't be able to take it away. But now, the Gemara represents the position that we're familiar with, that we've been saying is the Halok L'maisa. Chama mefil yoyim echad mefil shachas. If a person sat Shiva even for an hour before Yontif, Yontif stops the Shiva. Amar Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon, that this machloikis, if you need 3 days, or just any amount of time, is actually a machloikis b'shamay b'shilol. Heinein divri b'shamay, heinein divri b'shilol. Sh'b'shamay mirim shloishi yamim. You have to have 3 days to take away, you have to take away Shiva. Obey Selaimrim, Afila Yom Echad, even 1 day takes away the Shiva. Amrav Huna, Amrav Chibar Abba, Amrav Yochran, Vamrav Yochran, Rav Chibar Abba, Urav Huna, Rav Yochran is the one that said this to them. Afila Yom Echad, Afila Shoachas, Shiva is taken away. It's interesting, Tosfos asks the question. We have a klal throughout Shas that Stam Mishnah, that Rav Yochran always holds like a Stam Mishnah. Our Stam Mishnah said that you have to have 3 days. Yet here Rabbi Yochanan is saying, Afil Yoimachad, Afil Shachas. Right, so Tosfos doesn't answer that question. That's why we pass in that way, but what about a Stam Mishnah? Rav Amar, Halach Ketana Didon, the Halach is like our Tana Dama Shloisha. Says the Gemara, Ravina Ikul Asur the Pras, the Mefarshim explained this is not the Sur that we usually encounter throughout Shas. Amalei Rav Chaviva Lervina, Hichasel Mai, what is the halacha? How much a shiva has to be held for Yontif to take it away? Amalei Afila Yom Echad, Afila Shoachas. Yosef Rav Chibar Abba, Rav Ami Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, killed Rav Yitzchak ben Elazar. They were sitting on his porch. Nafik Milsa B'Menayu. And they began to discuss the following shaila. Menayin La'Avela Shiva. Where is the source that shiva is 7 days? Tiksiv. So he said, because the pasuk says in Amos, "V'chafachti chaviechem le'ovel." Kadosh Baruch Hu says that your yom tovim will be ten avelis. Ma chag shiva, yontiv is 7 days long. Af avelis shiva, so two avelis is 7 days. Ask the Gemara, "Va'ematzeres dechad yoma." The Ritva explains, we have a klal to fast the merubah loy to faster, to fast the mu to faster. We always pick the minimum. So if the Torah is if the pasuk is comparing avelus to a yontif, why do we compare it to the yontif of Sukkot or the yontif of Pesach, which is 7 days long? Why don't we compare it to Sukkot, which is only 1 day long, and say avelus is only 1 day? Answers the Gemara: indeed, to a degree, we do compare it to Shavuos. Dama Rish Lakish Shem Yehuda Nasiya Yoyma Vinayin Lashmur Rechayka. We'll discuss in a moment what a Shmur Chayka means. Shana Einan Nahegas El Yoyim Echad, Tiksiv V'chafachti Chageichem La'ovel. V'hachkar Natzeres Tikri Chag Yoyim Echag. That Shavuos is a one-day Yontif. So as the Mefarshim explained, what the Pasuk is saying, the Pasuk says Chageichem, your Yom Tovim. Teaching us sometimes Avelis is compared to Shavuos, where it's a one-day Avelis, when it's a Shmur Chayka. And sometimes Avelis is compared to Pesach and Sukkot, where it's a 7 days Avelis by Shmuel Kroiver. As Tosfos, if we're comparing it, why don't we compare it to Sukkot, which is 8 days? Because Shmini Atzeres. Says Tosfos, that Shmini Atzeres is regular b'fnei atzmai, it's not considered part of a Sukkot, so the maximum amount is 7 days. As Tosfos, why does the Gemara have to bring a pasuk in Amos to teach us that Avelis is 7 days? There's a pasuk in the Torah. By Yaakov Avinu, it says V'yas l'ovel ovel shivas yamin. So why don't we bring that pasuk? So Taisha says because that pasuk takes place before Matan Torah. So the Mefarshim ask, we learn a lot of halachas from what happened by the Ovis, even though they were all before Matan Torah. All of a sudden now Taisha says if something happens before Matan Torah, we can't learn from it. So I saw two answers to that kasha, beautiful answers. One answer is the Chassam Sofer's Teretz. The Chassam Sofer says, the Pasuk says, Monam Atam Lashem Lekechem, Loises Gadadu, V'loises Simu Korchem Ben Einech Lameis. So when the Torah speaks about Hilchos Avelis, what are we called? Bonim. So we see Hilchos Avelis are connected to our being Bonim Lashem. When did we become Bonim Lashem? By Matan Torah. So Hilchas Avelos could only be learned for something that happened after Matan Torah. That's some Seifer's Pshat. Rabbi Yoshev says a very interesting Pshat. He says, as we know, and we will learn it in Mitzvah Shem also in the next year, during Shiva, a person is not supposed to learn. So if I would learn, and other mitzvahs he doesn't do, he doesn't wear tefillin the first day, says Rabbi Yoshev, if we would learn from a pasuk from before Matan Torah, we say we can't learn these Hilchas Avelos, that certain mitzvahs are abolished during Avelos. Because they say, yeah, then they didn't have the chiv to do the mitzvahs. But perhaps now that we received the Torah already, and we have the chiv to do the mitzvahs, Avelos can't supersede them. So we had to bring a pasuk that took place after Matan Torah. But then I saw another pshat, fascinating pshat from the Imri Emes. Fascinating pshat. He says as follows. We all know that Adam Arishan, had he not done the Adam Arishan when he did the Avera, from eating from the Eitz Hadas, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished him that he will die. Says the Imri Emes, what would have been if he wouldn't have done the Avera? Does it mean that he would live forever? Does that mean that every person that was born would live forever? He says, it's hard to believe. He says, first of all, at a certain point, the person will be tired of living. And moreover, he says, there's not enough room in the world if nobody will ever die. So he says a fascinating pshat. He says, people would have died. Just what? Every person, at a certain point, after he accomplished what he's supposed to accomplish, would have made a suda and said, Baruch Hashem, I accomplished in life what I was supposed to accomplish, and I'm now prepared to die. What happened by Adam Arishan? By Adam Arishan, everything changed. We don't anymore have a choice to say when we want to die, and we don't necessarily accomplish everything we're supposed to accomplish in this world. So when did it happen? V'chafachti chageichem la'avel, that was originally a yontif. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, death was a yontif. It would have been a suda for death. After Adam Arishan did his Aveira, La'avel, that's when it started becoming Avelis. So that's why, says the Miramis, so this pasuk refers to Adam Arishan. Adam Arishan was before Yaakov Avinu. So that's why Taisus Kasha is not hard. And that's what he says, Pshat in the pasuk is, that says in the pasuk that when Mashiach comes, V'hofachti Evlom L'sosun. What's Pshat V'hofachti Evlom L'sosun? What now in this world is an Avelis, because death is certainly Avelis. When the world, when Mashiach will come, we'll come back to the way it was supposed to be when the world was created. The death will not be an Avelis. Death will be a Sosin. A person will choose when to die because he accomplished what he was supposed to. V'fachti Evlam L'Sosin. Continues the Gemara. Tan Rabban. Shmuel Kriva Neheges Shiva V'Shloshim. A Shmuel Kriva, a person has to keep Shiva and Shloshim. Shmuel Rechaika and Neheges El Yoyim Echad. So ask the Gemara, what's a Shmuel Kriva, what's a Shmuel Rechaika? Says the Raisa, Kriva is B'toich Shloshim. Kriva means that if the person becomes aware of the death of the relative within 30 days of the Ptira, it's actually Machlekes Rishonim, if it's within 30 days of the Ptira, or is it within 30 days of the Kfura? Rechaika is Lachas Shloshim, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. V'cham Maimrim, Achas Shmuel Kriva, Vach Shmuel Rechaika, both of them, Nahegas Shiva V'Shloshim. Even a Shmuel Rechaika, person has to keep Shiva V'Shloshim. Amar Rabbi Babachana, Amar Rabbi Yoichan. Kamakam Sha'atam Maitza. Wherever we find in Halacha, a Yochid is a Mekel, and a Rabbim am a Machmirim. So we always go Halacha Rabbim. And like Tosfos points out, the same is vice versa. If the Rabbim are a Mekelim, and the Yochid is a Machmir, we follow the Rabbim. Chut Mizu. Except this is an exception. Sha'api Shir Rabbi Kiva, who's the Yochid, is a Mekel. The Chachom are the Machmirim. The Halacha K'Rabbi Kiva. As we said earlier, Dama Shmuel, because the rule is Halacha K'Divrei HaMekel B'Avel. And Hilchos Avelos, we always follow the Mekel. And that's why here we follow Rabbi Kiva and we draw a distinction between a Shmuel Kriva and a Shmuel Rechaika.
The Pasuk.
The Chageichem. Damer, Rechanina asked Le Shmuel, the Avuah Mibeich Hazoi. Rechanina got a message that his father passed away in the city of Beich Hazoi, and it was after 30 days. Asla kamedav chizda amalei shmur ruchayka, and in the hegesal yamechad, there's a concept of shmur ruchayka. Rav Nosson bar Ami asla shmur di ime, that his mother passed away mibay chazua, asla kamedav rava, amalei harei amru, shmur ruchayka, and in the hegesal yamechad bovad. Eisvei, ask the Gemara, it says in a braisa, b'medvar marmurim, when is there a difference between a shmur kroiv and a shmur ruchayka, b'chameisha mitzvah, by the five people that one has to sit avelis that are not his parents. And we'll discuss soon who they are. Avol al avivel imoy, but if someone's parent passes away, shiva v'shloshim, then you have to, there's no difference between a shmur kroiv and a shmur ruchayka. Amal yichidaihi, that position represents a minority opinion, and we don't hold that way. So a fresh mask, it's not a minority opinion, it's the rabbin, it's the chachamim. So I saw a number of truths. And Hilchos Avelos, since we followed a mekilim, even though it's a rabbin that say differently, it's considered like a shitas yichidah. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that the chachamim indeed don't make a difference between shmur ruchayk and shmur kroiva. But when they don't make a difference, they don't make a difference between parents and anyone else. This shita that makes a difference between parents and other relatives, that's a shita yichidah. And a third pshat is who was the person that set forth this shita? As we're going to learn in this now, it was Elisha ben Avuya. And this pshat holds that Elisha ben Avuya that the Gemara is referring to is Acher. And whatever he says is not really considered valid in halacha. The Tanya, Maiso meis ovel shabiyot tzadik beginzik, the deal la'acher shloish shonim. He only became aware of it after 3 years of his ptira. Even though he only became aware of it after 30 days from his ptira. The Mephaiskim ask interesting shaila. We are now saying there's a difference between a shmur kroiva and a shmur ruchayka. What will be the halacha if somebody becomes aware that his relative passed away, but he doesn't know if it's within 30 days or not of the Ptira or the Kvura? Does it treat it like a Shmur Kroiva, or is it treated like a Shmur Rechaika? It's Machloikis HaPaiskim. Some Paiskim say, since in Halacha we have a concept of Cheskes Chai, that a person who's alive is considered to be alive as long as we don't know he isn't alive, so therefore we have to assume that he died later, not earlier, and it's considered, and we treat it like a Shmur Kroiva. The Taz disagrees, because the Taz says that we can't say a Cheskes Chai on someone who we knew is not alive anymore. That Chazaka is certainly not a strong Chazaka, and therefore he says perhaps we should say, as we've been saying, Hilchot to make a Bavel. And if we have a Shaila, we should be Mekel. There's another interesting Machlaikis, it's actually Machlaikis Rishonim. Here we're saying that until Yom Shloshim, it's a Shmur Kroiva. After Yom Shloshim, it's a Shmur Ruchayka. Yesterday we learned that everybody agrees that on Shloshim, on the 30th day, we say Mixus Yom Kikulay. So let's say today is day 30. But the person only becomes aware of the Ptira, of the Shmur, in the middle of the day. So if he was keeping Shloshim, he wouldn't be keeping Shloshim anymore. It's after Mixus Yom Kikulay. So do we say Mixus Yom Kikul and it's already considered like a Shmur Ruchayka? Or on the other hand, it's not yet after day 30. So Machlokes Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch says that this din of Mixus Yom Kikul is only in Hilchos Avelos, what he has to keep in Avelos, what he doesn't. But certainly it's still considered day 30, and it's still considered Shmur Kroiva. Ask the Gemara, did Rav Achya hold that by Shmur Kroiva we keep Shiva and Shloshim? Says the Gemara, Rav was a nephew of Rav Chia two times, from his mother and his father. Kisolak lahosam, when Rav came to Eretz Yisrael, Omle Abakayim, so Rav Chia asked Rav, is your father, who was Rav Chia's brother, still alive? So Rav did not want to explicitly say that his father was not alive, because Moitzi Dibok so, it's not smart to say bad news. Amalei Ima Kayemis, she said, why are you asking me about my father? Why don't you ask me about your mother? Amalei Ima Kayemis, so he said, okay, and what's the story with your mother? Amalei Abakayim, why don't you ask me about my father? So Rav Chia already understood that these two people, his Rav's parents, who were both, who were his siblings, had passed away. Amalei l'shamei, he told his shamis, chalitz li manali, take off my shoes, v'halach acharei keile lebei samerchatz. It was a shmur rechayka, as Mefarshim explained. It had to be a shmur rechayka, because Rav had a sit shiva after his parents died, and it took more than 23 days to get from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So he knew by definition it must be a Shmur Rechaika. And a Shmur Rechaika, he only has to keep Aveiros for one Shah. Shma Mina Tlasim, we could extrapolate three halachas. Shma Mina Oval Asa B'Nevilas Sandal. There's not always shoes, and that's why he took off his shoes. Shma Mina Shmur Rechaika Eden Hegesel Yomechot. So he said, that's why immediately I'll keep Aveiros, and right away I could go to the mikvah. Shma Mina Mitzvah Sayoim Kikula, we don't have to keep a whole day, just one part. But we see clearly that by Shmur Rechaika, we only keep Sha'achas, not Shiva Vishleishim. And we learned on Amun Aleph that Rav Achya said we keep Shiva Vishleishim. Answers the Gemara, Rav Chia Lechud, Rav Achya Lechud. There's two different people. Rav Achya held you keep Shiva Vishleishim. Rav Chia held you keep only Sha'achas. The Rishonim actually say that from this Gemara, we could have extrapolated other halachas. One halacha we could extrapolate is that we do not need Edus to testify that someone passed away for someone to keep Avelis. Here was only Rav on his own saying that his parents passed away. There were no Edus, and yet Rav Chia accepted that as considered full-fledged, acceptable information. Another halacha that the Rishonim extrapolates from this halacha, from this Gemara, is that here Rav Chia was keeping the Avelis for two people simultaneously. That you keep a Shmur Rechaika for two people with that 1 hour for two people. Here we learned a very important halacha that the Pesukim discuss a lot, and that is that a person should not be the one to bear bad news. And that's why the Pesukim discuss about telling someone whose parent or relative passed away, not aware of it independently, should you tell him or not? And many Paiskim, there are a lot of tshuvas about this, the Maram Shik has a tshuva about this, that suggest that there is no special mitzvah to let someone know that his relative passed away. The only situation, he says, where there is such an issue, such a inyan, is if there's a son who's going to be saying Kaddish, the neshama wants that Kaddish, so therefore then the son should be notified. And even in that, I saw from Rabbi Baruch Tam says, what's going to be the halacha if someone had a number of sons? And some of the sons are aware of the patira of a parent, and some of the sons are not aware. Should we tell the other sons so they should also say Kaddish? Or since the Kaddish is already being said by the sons who are aware, there's no inyan to tell them. And Rabbi Baruch Tam says there's no inyan to tell the other sons if the Kaddish is already being said.
Even if that son wouldn't attend the funeral.
Right, he's not we're talking in a situation where that son is not aware that the parent passed away.
He would know, he would go to the
parent. Right, we don't have to tell him. certainly the Paiskim, very makel regarding Yontif, even on a son, not letting someone know on Yontif. And again, they draw a distinction between other relatives and sons. What's the halacha? That is an interesting shaila. What's going to be the halacha about inviting this person to a simcha? That means I'm aware that this person lost his father, his mother. So he's not supposed to come to Simchas for a year. But he doesn't know, so he's going. So if I send him an invitation to a Simcha I'm making, and he's my friend, he's my relative, whatever, he'll come. Is it the situation of Ufnei Ivele Sitei Mikshel? Because I know he's not supposed to come. But if I don't invite him, he's going to realize something's going on, because we're best friends, why am I not inviting him? The Paskin, that you are allowed to invite him, and even though he's going to come, the Paiskim say the only thing that's prohibited is to expressly say a lie. That means if this person is suspicious that something happened, and he asks you, did this person pass away, then you're not medvash sheker tirchak. You're not allowed to say a lie that you know he's not alive and say he is alive, unless there are extenuating circumstances, you know, maybe the person is sick. But otherwise, you're not supposed to say a lie, but you're allowed to invite him to simchas. There's an interesting vart. The Pasuk says that when Yaakov was about to die, the Medrash says, we'll say it this way, the Medrash says that Ad Yaakov Avinu, there was nobody that was ever sick. Loya Yechayla. Nobody was ever sick till Yaakov Avinu. The Farshim asks, how does the Medrash know? So I saw beautiful teretz. The pasuk says that they came and told Yosef, "Hine avicha chayla, your father is sick." So the question is, how can they tell him your father is sick? You're not supposed to say bad news. What they should have said was, your brothers are well. And Yosef would understand, the brothers are well, the father isn't. Say to Mepharshim, that's how the Medrash knows that there was nobody ever sick. Because until Yaakov Avinu, nobody was ever sick. So just telling Yosef, your brothers are well, he would have no way of thinking my father is sick. There was no such thing as being sick. So that's why even though we're not supposed to give bad news, there was no other way of conveying the message to Yosef of Yaakov Avinu being sick, and it's a riot that Yaakov was the first person that was ever sick. Says the Gemara further, Amar Rav Yosef bar Ima, bar Oven, Shama Shmu Kroiva Beregel. If somebody becomes aware of the patir of this relative on Yontif, Ulamatz Regel Nasra Chayka, but on Yontif, as we began today's shir, he can't sit down Shiva, and by the time Yontif is over, it'll be after the Shloishim. Then this person treats it like a shmur kriva. Simul Taner have added them in Kisri Kamei Rabbi Yochanan. Shama shmur kriva b'Shabbos. Let's say somebody becomes aware that today Shabbos is Yom Shloishim, and he becomes aware of the patira of his relative, but Shabbos he doesn't sit down shiva. And by the time Matzah Shabbos comes along, Nasis Rechayka, it's already shmur Rechayka, it's already day 31. The halach is, Ein Anoig El Yom Echad. He only keeps one day. He treats it like a Shmuk Ruchayka. Why? So Rishonim explained. What day is causing it to be considered a Shmuk Raiva? Shabbos, Yontif. But there is no din of Shiva on Shabbos or Yontif. So since there's no din of Shiva on Shabbos or Yontif, a day where there is no Shiva cannot be the day to cause something, to cause that someone should have to sit down Shiva or Shloshim. Ask the Gemara, Kareya or Eina Kareya? So the two approaches in the Rishonim how to understand this question. One approach is that the Gemara is asking, now that we established that there is a concept of Shmur Rechayka, when somebody's keeping a Shmur Rechayka, does he have to tear Kriya or not? Others say that the Gemara's question is referring to the situation that we just described, where a person became aware of the Petira on Yontif, and the Yontif was after Yontov, after Shabbat, it's going to be after day 30. So he's treating it like a Shmur Rechayka. But the Gemara's question is, does he completely treat it like a Shmur Rechayka and not tear Kriya? Or since he found that during the 30 days, he will have to tear Kriya. Kareya or Ena Kareya? Ramani Amma Ena Kareya. He doesn't rise Kriya in such a situation. Rav Chanina Amma Kareya. Amalei Ramani Rav Chanina. Bishlam Ludi Damina Ena Kareya. My position that says that Kriya is not torn, Hainu Deloi, Hainu, this is the reason, Deloi Ika Avela Shiva. Kriya and Avelis travel together, and if there's no Shiva, there's no Kriya. El Lidach, that you say, the Amit Kriya, ask the Gemara, Kriya Belai Shiva Mi Ika, is there ever a situation that Kriya is torn and Shiva is not kept? So Ritva says, of course there is. The halacha is that if a Talmud Chacham, if a Gal Adar dies, everybody has to rip Kriya. The halacha is that if someone is there, B'shas, a Jew dies, you have to rip Kriya. That person doesn't have to keep a Velus. So we see that Shiva and Kriya, a Velus and Kriya don't necessarily travel together. So Ritva says a Teretz, it's a Teretz that we would think would set in Brisk, but it's a Ritva. He says there are two types of Kriya. There's Kriya of Avelis, and there's a different type of Kriya. Al Gemara, which it says that Kriya and Avelis travel together, is Kriya of Avelis. So Gemara says that if there's Kriya of Avelis, you can't have it halfway. If there's Kriya of Avelis, there has to be all the Dinim of Avelis. And if there isn't all the other Dinim of Avelis, there can't be Kriya of Avelis. The Kriya one rips, if he's there because somebody passed away, or because a Gal Adar passed away, it's not a Kriya of Avelis, it's Kriya of Kavod. And that doesn't travel together with Avelis. Says the Gemara, is this true that Kriya and Avelis travel together? I'll prove to you it's not. V'tanya isa avud Reb Zeira. V'amalei achvud Reb Zeira kamed Reb Zeira. Mishein lo'y chalak l'kroya. Somebody doesn't have a suit that he could tear. Why? Either, the Rishonim give a number of examples. Either the garment he's wearing is not a garment that he owns. He borrowed a garment. So he can't rip someone else's garment. Or the garment that he's wearing is so torn, there's no way to tear. The Nizdam Eloi B'toich Shiva, if during the Shiva he gets a garment, Kareya. La'acha Shiva and a Kareya. Rav Zeir Basrei, only Rav Zeir Basrei, so Rav Zeir responded, B'medva Mamurim, B'chameshim Mitzvah Mitzvah, by all the other relatives, Avala Ova V'imoy, Kareya V'haylech, even though it's after the Shiva. So we see that even though the Shiva is over, there's still Kriya. Says the Gemara, Kitanya Hil Kvar Ova V'imoy. The Kriya that one tears on his parent, if he didn't rip by the beginning of Shiva, is not because of Hilchus Avelis. Hilchus Avelis dictates that Kriya and Shiva travel together. And there's no longer Shiva, there is no Kriya. Here is a new din of covered of V'imoy, the one has to rip. And that's Takad Alocha, that by Shmur Rechoika, we only keep a Shah Achas, even by a parent. But Kriya on a parent is still ripped, not because of Hilchus Kriya of Avelis, because of covered of V'imoy. Whoever the Torah tells us that a Kohen may become Tamei too, even though normally a Kohen is not allowed to become Tamei, as we know, Ovel Mesabel Aleim. Ovel has to keep a Velus. And the Rama has an interesting approach in understanding the Gemara. He's saying, when the Torah tells a Kohen to become Tamei, what the Torah really was saying, what the Torah was really alluding to, was Hilchus Avelis. Why did the Torah tell the Kohen to become Tamei? Because you have to keep Hilchus Avelis. And one of the Hilchus Avelis is becoming Tamei to a close relative. Who are those relatives? Ve'elahein, Ishtai, his wife, Avav, Imai, Achiv, Vachoysai, B'nai, Abitai. Ha'sifa Elahein, they added, Achiv, Vachoysai, Psulim, Imai, if he's only a brother from the mother, or the sister is not married, and she's only a sister, a maternal sister, V'chais in the Suah, and a married sister, Beimei Ova, Beimei Imai, whether it's, most Rishonim explain, whether she's only a maternal or a paternal sister. Ukshem, continues the Gemara, Shemesabel Aleihem, just like someone has to sit Avelus on these relatives, Kach Mesabel Al Shneim Shalem. So too does someone have to sit Shiva on anyone born from these people. That means if anyone related to these people. That means if someone's brother's son dies, according to this, he would have to sit Shiva. Taisa says, there's a question, how far we go. That means, let's say someone's brother's brother passed away. That means they're only brothers from the father, not from the mother. And his brother's sitting Shiva because his brother died, but it's not that person's brother, or someone's wife died, there's no real relation, how far does the Rekiva say we go? Rav Shimon Elazoymer, Eina Mesabel, El Al Ben Benoy, Val Avi Oviv. We don't expand this too far, it's only for someone that's in his lineage. That means a grandfather or a grandson. And Taisa says, it's not only from the father's side, it's from the mother's side. That means his mother's father, or his daughter's daughter would have the same din. These are people that are in his line. The Chamaimim, Kosh Mis'abalov, whoever someone would have to keep Avelis, Mis'abal Imai. Ask the Gemara, isn't that the same thing as what Rekiva said? Chachamim Hainatana Kama, the same as Rekiva. Answers the Gemara, Ikebenai Ima Bebayis. The Nafkamina is, when does he have to keep this Avelis? Kihad Amale Rav Lev Chi Berei. Viken Amale Rav Huna Lerabba Berei. Ba'apa, in front of the oval, Nog Avilosoi, you have to keep Avelis. Shloi, Beloi Apa, but if the oval's not there, that means if someone's brother is sitting Shiva, so according to this position, which what the Chum hold, he doesn't have to, and he's at home, he's not where his brother's home, Loi Tinig Avilosoi, you don't have to keep Avelis. Says the Gemara, Mar Utva, Shachav Le Bachamua. Mar Utva's brother-in-law passed away. His wife's brother. So since his wife was sitting Shiva, Sava lemeisav lo Shiva shloshim, he felt that he has to keep the same Shiva. Or Rav Huna legabei, Rav Huna came to visit him, Ashkechei, and he saw him keeping all the Hilchus Avelis. Omale, to the nice boys lemeichel, are you so anxious to eat the Sudas Avra that you're going to keep the Hilchus Shiva? He was being sharp with him. Le Amru, one only has to keep Avelis on his wife's relatives, El Chama V'Chamaisai, by his mother-in-law and father-in-law. The Tanya, Mishameis Chama V'Chamaisai, if someone's father-in-law or mother-in-law pass away, Ein Rishoy L'Kaifas Ishta Elias Kecheles, he can't force his wife to put on makeup, Elias Bixakis, El Kaifa Mitasai, he turns off his bed, as we learned earlier, that's one of the Hilchas Avelis, the Noig Ima Avelis. The Ken He, Shemes Chamiel Chamasa, if a woman's father-in-law or mother-in-law pass away, Ein Risha, Elias Kachelis, Elias Bixakis, El Kaifa Mitasai, the Noig Ima Avelis. That's one brisa. Ask the Gemara, V'tan Yidach, there's another brisa. Abish Amr Ein Rishoy Lokov Es Eshtoy Lius Kachelas Lius Pekachas. He can't force his wife to put on makeup. Bemis Amru still Chazal said Mezegas Loy Kais Umetzas Loy Mita Mechatz Loy Panav Yad V'Raglay. She doesn't have to keep all the Hilchas Avelos. So Kashan Adadi, we have a Stira Elav Shemamina Kam Bechav V'Chamaisay. If his father-in-law mother-in-law passed away, so then he also has to keep Avelos. So since he has to keep a veilus, all these things are prohibited. Kambishak krivim by other relatives, we don't have to keep, he doesn't have to keep a veilus, and that's why his wife makes his bed. Even though, as Mefarshim explained, normally when a wife is a nida, she's not allowed to do these things for her husband. Why? By shiva meishi. So they explain, one pshat is because a veilus is not as chomer as Hilchus Nidah. Nupshat is that we're not concerned they're going to have relations, because since she's an Avela, she's not interested in having relations. Tanya Nami Hachi, Le'amr L'chvay Ishtoy, El Chamav B'chamaysay, B'vad, only by father-in-law and mother-in-law. La'alocha L'maysa, the Ramah says that all of this is only done, as we're learning in the Gemara, in honor of one's relative. If one's relative, one of one's close relatives are sitting shiva, it's only done out of honor to them. That's as we learned now. And therefore, certainly when he's not there, but even when he is there, we assume that all relatives are moichel and don't require that their relatives keep Hilchus Avelos with them. The Ramah does say, interestingly, that until Shabbos, if one's wife is sitting shiva, or vice versa, he should keep certain Hilchus Avelos. Certainly not the whole shiva, he doesn't sit shiva, but he should act somewhat in Hilchus Avelos, l'chvoyt chama v'chamoysay. Just to end the shir, the Mefarshim say, here we see that out of respect to one's in-laws, he should keep some sort of Avelos. This is when they're not here. Certainly when they are alive, one has to respect his father-in-law and mother-in-law. That was for you, John.